Enough. Listen, said Madame Defarge coldly. Don't forget that I was that younger sister, and it was my family that suffered so much from the Evrémonde brothers. It was my sister who died, and my sister's husband, and my father. It was my brother who was killed. Tell others to stop. Don't tell me. Carton paid for his wine and went out quickly on his way. He went back to Dr. Manette's house, where more bad news was waiting for him. The doctor's mind had returned to the past once again. He did not recognize his friends, and wanted only to find his old table and to make shoes. "Listen to me carefully," Carton said to Mr. Lorry. "I believe that Lucy, her daughter, and perhaps even her father, are in great danger. I heard Madame Defarge talking about them tonight. They must leave Paris tomorrow. They have the necessary papers, and so do you. Here are mine. Take them, and keep them safe with your own. You must leave by coach at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Keep a place for me in the coach, and don't leave without me. Promise that you will do exactly what I have said. Many lives will depend on it."
"I promise," said Mr. Lorry.